The Defense Comptroller reported wrongdoing at the Defense Information Systems Agency and was removed from his position. Now, Senators Chuck Grassley and Mark Warner and Defense Secretary Ash Carter, they want him to launch a full investigation. I say the senators want the secretary to, that is. They say Jimmy Jones-Soans's demotion from comptroller to working on accounting software is a clear case of whistleblower retaliation. As part of this week's Legal Loop, Lynn Burnabe, a partner at the law firm Burnabe & Wachell, joins me to explain the case. Lynn, good morning. Great to have you back.
Good morning.
If I can get this man's name out correctly. So tell us about the case of Jimmy Soans. What is going on here? Because he seems like a rather high-level official to be involved in whistleblowing.
He is. He's a 29-year veteran of the Department of Defense, and he was controller or the chief financial officer over DISA, the Defense Information Services Agency, one of the components of DOD. And he now almost 3 years, 2.5 years ago, blew the whistle on, as was appropriate for his position as comptroller. He said that there were violations of the Anti-Deficiency Act. Essentially, in his case, he said that the government was paying out or obligating itself to pay out $300 million when it didn't have that money. And that was sort of the beginning of this long series of reassignments and cover-ups by the Department of Defense.
And so he was the comptroller, as we know. And so wouldn't you think that the comptroller would be the one that would, say, be able to stop the obligation of funds that were beyond what the agency had authorized and would therefore put it in an anti-deficiency situation?
Well, he had control from the sense that he could identify the problem, notify the Office of Management and Budget, and set in motion what he thought would cure the problem. But ultimately, his boss, Lieutenant General Ronnie Hawkins, and his superior, who was a civilian official of the Department of Defense, ultimately they had the authority whether they were going to fix the problem or not. And what General Hawkins decided to do instead of fix the problem is retaliate against Mr. Soans. And after he was reassigned out of his office of comptroller, he had the new comptroller basically do some creative accounting to come up with the $300 million. So rather than solving the problem or, you know, getting on a road to solve the problem, they retaliated against Mr. Soans and then sort of, it looks like, fixed the books.
Yeah, I guess he was ended up being assigned to, he says, an 8x10 office where he was looking at accounting software, something meaningless, basically.
Yes. I mean, first they put him, they made a mistake from their perspective of putting him in an IG position. It was a non-statutory IG position. And there his office was able to conduct an audit and find out about this $300 million accounting sort of fiasco. So then from there, he went to a new job that was supposed to do with IT security, but in fact, he had no staff, no budget, no office, and as it turned out, no responsibilities. And his boss told him, just sit on your hands.
So first they put him in an IG job where he proceeded to investigate that which he had revealed as comptroller.
Yes. That is the people underneath him, yes.
Right. So the whole thing becomes almost surreal, and then, you know, this repeated job assignment. Have you seen anything where there's successive job reassignments like that over a period of years? Usually, don't people just get demoted to the basement right away?
Yeah, but they couldn't. They do. You're right. They couldn't do that in this instance because he had outstanding performance appraisals. His boss had said, "You're the best comptroller I've ever seen in government service." And they really didn't have anything to hang their hat on. So they had to keep making a series of assignments that made it look like he was being put in responsible positions, but in fact, he was not. But his past outstanding record made it impossible for them to just, you know, immediately demote him. And, you know, so they chose to sort of send him to the hinterland where he has no work to do.
Now, I found a Merit Systems Protection Board case involving other DISA employees a number of years ago, I think back in 2008, in which he was accused of wrongfully giving people bad reviews and forcing a subordinate to give someone below that person a bad review, and it got very complicated. And there's some long memories around there. Do you suppose that case from 2008 could be coming back to haunt him, fairly or unfairly?
No, this all comes from the top, and he's had top DOD officials tell him, you were right to raise the problem. This doesn't come from any, past complaints. That situation, I think, was resolved a long time ago, and the agency sort of stood behind him and said, you didn't do anything wrong here. I think the issue really is that the people on the top were over-obligating U.S. funds to a particular defense contractor. And, that's illegal, and that sort of Mr. Stone's put in play a whole lot of protections for the government, and they didn't like that because they wanted to continue to pay this contractor what looks like $300 million.
All right. We're speaking with Lynn Burnabe, a partner at the law firm Burnabe & Wachtell. And so now we've got the DODIG, I guess, back involved, Office of Special Counsel. They've asked the Secretary of Defense to look at it. What can properly happen at this point?
I think the deal, unfortunately, we've got a lot of calls from people who are sort of confirming, people in DOD, longtime employees who are confirming this. The DOD Inspector General really isn't doing its job. And I think what we have is the Office of Special Counsel has to step in. And as you probably know, it's overtaxed right now with the number of complaints it has. But it really has to step up and do something, as does Congress, and I'm hoping they have hearings because, Mr. Stones is not the only one over there. There's quite a few employees who are saying not only are there issues, well, there's issues in any agency, but the watchdog for those issues, the Department of Defense Inspector General, isn't doing its job to sort of make sure these issues are resolved or processed in a way that protects employees. So I don't really see any way out of this mess at this point other than congressional hearings.
Because looking at this from, say, a philosophic standpoint, I mean, in general, should not whistleblower complaints get resolved much lower? Because if everything ends up at the IG, there's no way an IG could physically have the capacity to investigate. No office is big enough to investigate every possible case, correct?
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right. But I think in this case, this Mr. Stones is SES Tier 3, sort of the top level of the civilian workforce, and his issues were very significant. And the IG originally told us they were going to investigate it, and they didn't. In fact, they started going after him for actually doing the audit that found this creative accounting. And to our notion, we're not sure this $300 million issue has been resolved. We don't know. But, I think when you get into significant dollar sums, employees or managers who have been there a long time, I think it is up to the IG to do something. And they promised Mr. Stones they would do something, and they never did.
And I guess now at this point, if there are congressional hearings, and it looks like there will be, as you say, don't the stakes also rise for the people that retaliated, not so much only because of the retaliation, which is illegal, but also because of the Anti-Deficiency Act, which is a federal statute?
I think that's true, and I think that is a serious issue. I mean, we're not talking about peanuts here, and we're talking about the money going to a major contractor to the government. So, I think the stakes do rise, and I also think it, especially with the kind of budget that DOD has and even this component of DOD has, it's really incumbent to have good financial control so that we're not just throwing money away or using it for an improper purpose. And I think we really have to look at why did this happen and why is DOD so intent on silencing Mr. Stones? Because I think it may be a sign of a bigger problem.
Because if an official is found to be in willful violation of the Anti-Deficiency Act, doesn't that have the potential for a jail term?
It does. It's potentially criminal. And I think that depends on the motivation. And, we thought because of what the IG told us that the IG was really going to get to the bottom of this, and it never did. We're 2.5 years later, and they really haven't done anything except start an investigation of Mr. Stones for doing an audit or his component doing an audit.
It's almost like the bigger the stakes involved, in this case a third of $1 billion, actually, if you want to put it that way,
yeah.
The more the organization seems to mobilize against the whistleblower.
Exactly, because there's a lot more at stake.
I mean, the GSA, on the other hand, just to bring in a totally different vector here, they have a rule out to change software licensing terms for the federal government so nobody accidentally signs up for an automatic renewal of a $5 or $10 license because of the possibility of an anti-deficiency violation. And
right.
So here you've got $300 million.
Well, I think that's right. And I think in this case, it's not a problem of a lack of internal controls. In this case, the internal controls, Mr. Soans, worked. He identified the anti-deficiencies violation. But DOD just intentionally, and the people under General Hawkins, just moved to cover it up. And so, you know, I don't think any amount of internal controls would have stopped that when there's an intention from the top to cover up a problem like this.
Well, basically, internal controls are for honest people.
Right, right.
All right. Well, we'll see how it goes. Lynn Bernabe is a partner at the law firm Bernabe & Wachtell. As always, great to have you on.
Nice to talk to you. Have a good day.